This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just don't make them like they used to, Leroy.
Can I just say this?
Yes, sir.
You better have a reason for just playing that song just random. That's just what Are we leading to something?
Come on now. I'm just getting into the hits.
You
right
talking
now.
About this wedding because some girl about to have a diamond? You don't know what to do.
And that leads to my next segment, Diamond in the Rough. No, I'm kidding. That'd definitely be right up my alley, though. That definitely would be right up
it
my
would.
Alley.
It would. That's sure. What I'm saying. What's the angle there?
Nah, you know, it's just a new year. Start a new year off with the right vibes. You know, usually when I come on here.
You know
here,
what the good vibe is?
What's that?
Let me tell you what the good vibe is.
Tell me.
Winning.
Yo, hey, Winning.
That
is a secret sauce, Leroy. That is the secret sauce right there, and it seems
By the way,
yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I may have won a little chili pepper.
On what?
On the Canes.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course. I mean, look, a 9.5?
Dude, I said it all last week. That seems ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Because if, again, and I know people are gonna think I'm saying this after the fact, but I actually said all these things beforehand.
Yeah.
When you look at all the teams that Ohio State struggled against, Texas, they barely scored. Indiana, they barely scored. Okay. Miami's D-line is better than those guys. So What in the world did you think was going to happen then? The only thing that you worried about was if they got time. But, man. That defense, they mixed it up a lot. I mean, they brought four, they brought five, they dropped guys. It was a nice defensive game plan, and they had them off guard the whole time. You know when you know you have a defense, offense off guard, just off guard and have no idea what to do?
How?
You bring four guys.
Yeah.
Only four guys.
Yep.
But you bring them to one side. And now you got two guys blocking four guys and the two guys on the other side blocking nobody.
No, they were stunting. They were just bull rushing. They were just, you know, it was, like you said, a variety of looks. And I want to give myself credit, Leroy, because I would like to take credit for Keontae Scott, who got that 72-yard pick.
Oh,
that
my
pick
goodness. What that was? I'm going to tell you what that pick was from.
Yeah.
That pick was from – They early in the game, they were getting so much pressure on the quarterback that they sent in a play to just have a quick throw.
Yep.
Right? However, a lot of those times it looked like the quarterback, and in all teams, not just him, they just, you know, throw that little quick screen like nobody's ever going to get to it.
Yeah.
And the defense was so fast in reacting to the play that the guy who was supposed to block Keontae couldn't get out there.
Yeah. No, it was film study. It was anticipation. It was trends, following the trend of the game. And it was me actually making sure that it happened.
I'm going to do a wild card here. I'm going to say Keontae Scott. Say two interceptions for Scott. And, you know, they have arguably the best wide receiving core in college football. So if we're able to slow that down, that would be kudos to him.
So, I mean, it has to be obvious at this point. That was me. I was definitely, you know, someone's calling who will be calling the guest line right now? I can't even pick it up because I'm the only guy here. So I can't be like, all right, hold on, show. Let me pick up the phone. I apologize. But they're calling like the important line too, the one that flashes.
It's probably going to be, do you need windows or roof or any type of home improvements?
It's going to be something stupid, I promise. But like,
I love the way people call in that situation and they go, are you the homeowner? I'm like, yeah.
Maybe it's the big leagues. The big leagues is calling me up to let me know that my prediction was so damn good that I need to be working at ESPN or something like that. Of course, Reuben Bain was going to have a great game. Of course, Mark Fletcher, Malachi Toney, which, by the way, Malachi Toney, hold on to the ball. What the hell are we doing here? He dribbled that football like it was a basketball multiple times.
Nah, sometimes it get lucky.
Oh, it might be Tobin. Was it Tobin?
This is when you know. This is when you know how a game is going to go. When the ball bounced right back to him and he almost got the first.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's listen, two times it bounced right back to him. Now I got to find out if that was Tobin who just called. Because who else would call?
Trill said, not true, Leroy. JJ was there for the block, but he telegraphed his block. I'm like, dude, you ever tried to block a water bug? Like, yeah, if he jump it and they ain't standing like they are in practice, beat the block. Like, yeah.
And he's big, too. Like, you know, he's 220. Jeremiah, like, you know, Keontae Scott can just, if you just, like you said, like a agile move around.
It's just one of those things that sometimes when you run these plays, right, and you practice them, you're expecting a guy to be in a certain area. And if he deviates from that or jumps it, you get caught off guard to where you can't get to him. It happens a lot on run plays. It happens a lot on, you know, a lot, especially on pass plays. We're just, you know, a quarterback making a quick read and making a throw, and he ends up throwing it to the defensive tackle, right? Yeah. Like, just certain things. And that's defensively, that's why you prepare for those things and jump them and stuff like that. So you kind of have to be careful in some of those moments, especially if the defensive coordinator has figured out, here's the time for this. And he calls the defense and tells the guy, hey, jump it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we had a good pulse of the game in regards to when to call the blitz.
Everybody did. They only got caught maybe one or two times, which is normal in the course of football. If you're talking about, now, I'm going to tell you what, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Like, he still had, what, 160?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, maybe that's the reason why he's still out there after the game dapping up 29 different people. Because
I did my thing.
They lost, not me. That's, which is why I'm saying, you know, maybe he can find his way on over to the transfer portal, baby.
He ain't leaving.
Transfer portal, baby.
Right.
Other headlines, your Miami Heat victorious yesterday against the Detroit Pistons. What I liked about yesterday's game is it didn't take 147 points to win. It was a very physical game. We got to witness the double big man lineup yet again, which has been beneficial, which is what we've been calling for with Khalil Ware and Bam Adebayo. It was successful against Joker until he sustained his injury, of course, and it was successful again yesterday with the physicality that Detroit brings. You can't be that high-paced team because at some point they're going to make sure they stop that. And in addition to that, they have the talent and ability to keep up with the scoring as well. And they have that guy at the end of the game who, if they need to pass the ball to Cade, he's going to do something with it.
Right.
And they got this guy who shoots threes really well. I don't know if you remember him. He's currently leading their 3 points with 88 made 3-point shots before yesterday's game. That is Duncan Robinson, of course. Still not used to seeing him in a Detroit uniform. Still,
I mean, but hell, when he was here, nobody was used to seeing him in a Heat uniform. They wanted to get him like, make up your mind. Woo. Like, ain't nobody. Look, as much as I like Dunk, they had a short lease, a leash on Dunks, yeah. Right? So yeah, man, come on. He would go out there and give you that 2-for-2.
Oh,
minutes, two fouls.
Listen, he had one of those yesterday where it was like he got it. Oh, Duncan's checked into the game. Oh, foul Duncan. And I was like, yeah, he's good for one of those. He's definitely good for one of those every game. Right.
Duncan's not in the game unless he get a foul within the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, a couple other things happened yesterday that were expected. Jaime Jaquez continues his hot streak of leading the NBA in points off the bench. He's making his case for Sixth Man of the Year.
Yes, he is. I like Wiggins has been more aggressive. Yeah. I do like
Wiggins
that.
Has definitely been more aggressive. Yesterday, his plus or minus was amazing. No one's talking about Wiggins. You're the first person I met. Who knows? Who would have known he played yesterday?
You know why?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
That's your guy.
Drew Smith wasn't drafted.
Yeah.
And Wiggins was the number one pick.
By the way, his plus or minus yesterday was -9. I'm so wrong. I'm so sorry. I was completely it's the lowest on the team. It was really the worst plus or minus. 17 points, though. Hey, we needed every one of those points, Wiggy.
Dr. Biker said Duncan is on the NBA ref shadow ban list. They all must pay. Who we got this week? Dunks. Okay.
Yeah, Duncan didn't have a good game. 20 minutes, 9 points, -10 on the plus minus. Oof. Oof. Bam, oof. Solid game, 14-15 for him. And even though Kalel didn't necessarily shoot well yesterday, he had 13 rebounds, and he was a presence on the inside.
He gets, it's weird because from 5 feet away from the rim, he looks really smooth with his turnaround jumpers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When he gets close to the rim, sometimes he rushes it and just bats the ball off the rim and stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird. The closer he gets, the more uncomfortable he is sometimes. Because
he's good at three, too. He's got a solid percentage from three. Yesterday, Andrew Wiggins talking in the locker room yesterday about Bam and Kalel's presence in the paint.
Time today. We needed that, especially against a team like this. They started two bigs, and they're a big physical team. So Bam and Kalel's presence was definitely felt.
We've been calling.
Plus, you got two guys that can get the bigs on the perimeter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want, to kind of expose one of the bigs, you can either put Bam in the box and put Kalel on the perimeter or at one point, remember, Bam was bringing the ball down until he got his lunch money taken.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Yeah, he got. Well, because Amon Smith or is it the other one?
Thompson?
Thompson, sorry.
Yeah,
Thompson.
I think that one is Amon.
Amon is in Houston.
Yep, he's a Houston Rocket.
Then who's the other Thompson that plays for?
Ausar, Ausar.
Right.
I'm probably
saying it wrong. He's pretty good defensively. So he picked Bam.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, I was like, "Ooh,
yeah."
Let me get that. I was like, "Damn, Bam."
I know that Bam has been benefiting definitely from having Kalel next to him for sure, but I think it's just been a combination of, I'll say it's been Spo utilizing a combination of different lineups that I've been impressed with the most. I was very critical last year of him. I was saying he's not doing anything different. He's still mean to the bigs. He's still, stuck in his ways.
I say he's still mean to the bigs.
Mean to the bigs. But it seems like this year, he's grown in that. We see a lot of this two big man lineup. But, I saw the other day, there was a point in which Nico was playing the five as well. And he's really just, he's been in his bag. He has a game winner this year that he drew up as well.
I would say this. Part of what makes that easier is that you have guys who have kind of shown that they are dependable. Kalel, Jaime, they use Jaime, but he hasn't played as well as he did last year. And you have a lot of different combinations of those guys. You got Pella, who's playing more. You got a lot of guys who have kind of stepped up a little bit to play a role on this team that maybe he didn't have and had to do a lot more searching last year. So there's that. So I'm not just going to put it all on Spo. I'm going to look at it as far as the development of some of the players and the contributions that they're making this year, because – before the season, if I told you Jaime Jaquez was possibly going to be the sixth man, you would have laughed.
For sure.
Right. We've all been kind of trying to get the two big thing in.
Yeah.
But if I told you of the two players, Kalel was going to have a better start to the season than Jovic, you would have been like, I don't see that. So there's a lot of things going on.
And then even a few weeks ago, had you told me that Jovic was going to figure it out, I'd be like, nah, he's done. He's having a Jaime Jaquez season. He's done.
Exactly. So you have a lot of guys that have kind of stepped up a little bit as far as their game and their development and stuff like that, that has made every decision that Spo has made seem better simply because of development of those players.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going
to Andrew Smith is back.
Wow, no, no one needs. I mean, could have been anybody. Literally could have been anybody at that point. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you know what, Leroy, I give us credit. We've been talking a lot of sports. Let's go ahead and give it a little bit of silly sauce. A small little break as we talk about the day today. Find out what celebrities celebrate a birthday, what day we are supposed to be celebrating on the 2nd. You know, remember last time we celebrated Festivus? That was very, very different of us. You know, let's see what we got on the 2nd. Stick around. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Calling the cops, Leroy.
Wee, wee, wee.
Wee, wee. Can you believe there's no Ice Cube in the system? No,
really?
Ice. No Ice Cube. You know, I wanted to play. Today was a good day. You know?
The clean version.
Something, you know? Didn't even have to use my bleep, bleep. Today was a good day.
Yeah.
But didn't have an opportunity to, so I played Mrs. Officer to call the cops on whoever is responsible for not having any Ice Cube in the system. But the whole...
It's amazing that some of the most brutal or cringeworthy rappers back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? Are now actors and stars.
Was Ice Cube so, cringe?
I mean, wasn't N.W.A.?
Yeah. I mean, look, hey, I wasn't. All I know is the history of N.W.A. and like.
Oh, you know what the name means, right?
Yeah. But was that considered so
what
cringy?
What about Ice Cube? I mean, not Ice Cube. He does the cop show now.
Oh, Ice-T.
Ice-T. Ice-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, he's never really a good rapper, from being honest.
I mean, like, just the harshness of his rap. Yeah. Like, whether he was a good rapper or not. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, you would never think that, okay, 20 years from now, this dude is going to be on one of the longest standing
he's a police
shows, right?
yes, indeed. And speaking,
I don't even think. I mean, I think one of the look at what, not even 50 Cent. He wasn't as cringeworthy as them.
Nah. Yeah, he talked about, you know, murder, violence, and all that stuff, but it just was so cool.
Right.
But yeah, I thought people, listen, I always thought that kind of West Coast style of hip hop was whack. But I just respected it as that's what was popular at the time. That's what they did. Because I also think, when I was walking down the street with my friend and I said, let's go to the bar. Like, I thought that's whack as well. But I respect that that's the time. That's what they were doing. So therefore, when I hear that, I have given the respect. I didn't know other people thought that stuff was whack too.
I didn't, well, so I think I would say gangster rap went commercial quicker than the East Coast stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why people in my age group were drawn to that more.
Yeah,
right?
That's
but
true.
Then when Diddy came in with all the sampling,
yeah.
Then the East Coast kind of blew up, but it was too different. Like, if you like, you know, rap music or whatever, you could get whatever kind of rap music you wanted. I just looked at it as that. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I didn't look at it as I got to prefer one over the other. I'm like, when do you ever have to choose one type of music over the other? What's going to happen if you decide to delve into some other music?
You know, they're always trying to pit us against each other, Leroy. Always trying to pit us against each other. It is a January 2nd. We're going to take the day today to see if we know any of these celebrities and wish them a happy, happy birthday. Let's start with this one. A name I know you don't know, Leroy. What about Colby Brock? YouTube star, 29 years old. Know this guy?
Well,
Sam and Colby?
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Is he an intangible?
He is indeed an intangible. Most known.
Do we know any black Colbys?
Colby Covington? He sounds like he's white. Covington.
Colby is...
Yeah, okay. Colby...
Not Kobe. Colby.
Colby, yeah. Colby, yes. That's hard. If I search black Colby, will that flag me in the system? I searched black Colby, and it showed me clothes more than it showed me people.
Right.
That is
interesting. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's got to be someone. Colby White? Did I make that name up? Colby. Colby White. Kobe. Colby?
Oh, Colby White. He's a basketball player.
Yeah, but what, is it a B? It's, I guess it's Kobe, but it's C-O-B-Y.
No, Colby.
Yeah, C-O-L-B-Y. I know. I thought he was Colby this whole time. No, I think you're sometimes right on this one.
Huh?
I think you're right on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colby's pretty good. That's like a, yeah, that one's as intangible as it gets. This one, and his job is as intangible as it gets. He's a ghost hunter.
Ooh, Colby Young.
Colby Young.
Former Canes receiver and now a Georgia receiver.
Colby Young. Oh, look at that. Oh, see.
B-I-E, though.
B-I-E.
B-I-E.
B-I-E. Hey, listen, that makes a difference. Okay. Oh, no. Georgia, ooh. Colby Young arrested on what? Serious charges? Ooh.
Never mind. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Hey, by the way, RBA Richie.
Yeah.
The only Colby I want is the cheese on my broccoli. Ooh. The fact that you eat broccoli with cheese,
Colby cheese
is all we need to know about you.
Colby.
Can you just eat the broccoli?
Mm. Yeah, I like me some broccoli and a little bit of lemon.
Hey, Dr. Tobin came up with all of the intangible COLs.
Colton. Look, this is actually an intangible name that is shocking. But you know this guy. He turns 33 today. Bryson Tiller.
Who's that?
All right. Taye Diggs turns 55.
I know who that is.
Okay, he's good. Black never cracked. Look at that. Still looking good, 55. You also know this guy for sure. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, he's got to be 60-something, huh?
58. Yeah, I know. In the sports world.
What is the first movie you remember him from?
Me, personally, I would say.
You better say it.
So, that's not fair because I saw it in retrospect. But I would say
in the hood.
Ricky!
Boys in the Hood.
Of course, Boys in the Hood. But I think I personally saw him first, I think in like a really serious movie where he was like a Navy SEAL or something like that.
No, is that? No, that's not it. I was thinking about Antoine Fisher.
Men of Honor. That's a movie. That was in 2000. That's when I can start remembering.
But that's way after Boys in the Hood.
Isn't that crazy? And that was after Show Me the Money.
Right.
Yeah, it's way after. But hey, look, I was 7 years old. That's the peak of remembering movies. And that's the first
Boys
one.
Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fighting air. Blood on his shirt.
That's it.
Yeah. No, classic. Absolute classic. It's a Christmas movie. Did you know that?
Boys
it's not.
Not a Christmas movie, dude.
Okay, in the sports world, Fernando Tatis Jr. turns 27 today.
Don't he seem like he's been around forever?
Yeah, I thought he'd be older than 27.
It seemed like he'd been through $8 billion contracts.
Yeah, he's rich. Totally rich. Let's see if we got any more here. Oh, look, another intangible name, Cole. Well, I mean.
Cole.
Cole Caulfield. He's a hockey player, but I just was really commenting on his name. Yeah, no other names here that are worth mentioning. So happy birthday to all those celebrities, and happy birthday if you're a known person as well. You're important too. Didn't mean to shoot you down there. Who cares? National Day today. Today is, oh, Leroy, you're going to like today.
What?
Oh, you're going to like today.
Hamburgers?
Oh, even better.
Ribs?
Oh.
Ribs got to be in the summer.
All of that. And today is National Buffet Day.
Come on. You know what? You know what?
Yep.
Can I just say this?
Yep.
I buy a ticket to the buffet.
Yep.
And the ticket is not for the buffet.
What is it for?
To watch my boy eat and win. And win at the buffet.
Win? To win at the buffet.
Win.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, also, we used to go, when we went to Vegas, right? Yeah. We get there on Wednesday.
Yep.
So Thursday, the buffet was $19. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm still, even as I'm eating the buffet, trying to figure out, I'm like, there ain't no way I can eat $19 worth of food. They winning. And I look over at Tobin. He said, no, they not.
No. No, you can, okay, that's like two steaks, a lobster tail.
Yeah, but if you can't eat all that, then how are they winning? How are you winning?
This is what you got to do, Leroy. Skip the salad.
I don't eat salad at a buffet, dude.
All right.
In fact, I made fun of somebody getting a salad.
Hmm.
We was in line, and dude had one plate with salad, and he was getting food. And I looked over at him, and Toby's like, don't do it, don't do it. I said, hey, my man, who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? You gonna get a salad at a buffet?
Sir, who are you lying to, sir?
Right. And then, so now he goes, no, I got to eat a salad with my meal. So now I'm tracking him.
Ah.
So I'm sitting there eating my food. I'm like, Topes, he ain't touched that salad.
Oh, okay.
He ain't touched that salad.
You're look, shaming going back him into eating the salad now?
He going back for ribs. That salad just sat there.
Can't blame him. I mean, if it's there, sometimes I get it. I go on the cruise ship.
But no, let me tell you something. My boy, he winning at the buffet.
Why?
I can't, I eat, like, I get some eggs and maybe a waffle or something. That's it.
What?
So, I can't. Like, even if I try, I can't.
That's horrible. That's. I'm actually disappointed, Leroy. I'm actually disappointed
in
you. That you can't. You feel like you can't beat the buffet?
I can't beat because I can't. I just can't fill up like that.
You fought linebackers and defensive tackles at a 400 yard. You can't beat a Golden Corral. What are we doing here?
No, I can't, like, I can only hold what I can hold.
Unacceptable.
You know, now, I am very picky in that I go and my spread is nice.
Yeah.
Right? I make sure I get all the, you know, and let me tell you something. Here's the cheaters at the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a nice dish of macaroni and cheese, that might be your cheapest item there. But you fill up a lot of folks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right. So I go meat.
Yeah, I gotta go meat.
I go meat. I go small on the sides, right? Because I don't want to fill up on sides. Because I could go a whole plate of number sides.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The sides are right.
Yeah.
I make sure I go meat, and I make sure I get all the ribs and the little rib tips and all that stuff right there.
Yeah. You gotta go meat and exotic. Yeah, meat to make sure that you get your money's worth. Exotic to make sure that you get something you normally wouldn't get. Like you said, like some rib tips. You know, that's not like an everyday thing. If they got like a carving station, I'm gonna go up. I'm gonna walk
see,
up there.
Like they do the carving station for breakfast. They had the like you can get the turkey or the ham.
They got the omelet station. You ever walk up to that?
Nah, I'm not too really, line too long.
I've never. Like,
by the time I get in there, I need to eat. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't like when they do the eggs like the pancake. I like either scramble or over easy. But I don't like when they just flip it like a pancake and call it scramble.
Well, on the opposite side of National Buffet Day, it is also National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. Strange.
I am aware. No, thank you.
I am aware.
No, do we have to just acknowledge the personal trainer?
Hello, sir. Yes, they exist. By the way, those guys exist. Because, you know, it's new year, new me, so everyone's hitting the gym and stuff. They just want you to know, hey, there's professionals that can teach you how to do this.
Somebody, Luis said, a thin guy from New Orleans. How did he do that? I moved away from New Orleans.
That was it.
Amen. I mean, keep in mind.
Runs a lot.
I've been out of New Orleans since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
So that's 40 years. When you start realizing that a piece of grilled chicken actually exists.
And Leroy, look, Leroy, as hungry as he gets on the show and stuff like that, came here the other day in his pajamas. Pretty built. Pretty built. it is National Cream Puff Day, Leroy. How do you feel about that?
I'm not a cream puff guy.
Man, doesn't sound like
I don't like cream, like the,
exploding feeling.
Not even like donuts.
Like the Boston cream.
Cream filled donut, Boston cream. No, I'm out. I'm trying to think if there's anything. No, there's really nothing. And cream puffs.
What about an eclair?
Nope.
All right.
You like eclairs?
I'm not crazy about them, but I will say that I bought 2 boxes of eclairs for my recent New Year's party. Didn't have one. I dropped them off at the New Year's party. I came around a little bit later. They were all gone.
I'm going to tell you. Hey.
Yeah.
Don't Bay Simpleton, you on to something. Blueberry glaze is, but usually they do it like the cake donut. That cake donut, blueberry cake.
Yep.
Let me explain to you. When I went up to Canada, I got something that I have never had since and I have been longing for. Now, you know, as a kid, when your mom would take you to get a donut, you would look back behind the counter and you'd see that one big-ass donut. It's called the apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
It was giant.
Yeah.
Now, they're not so big now, but y'all know them big, giant donuts in the back. Ooh, big donuts.
To me, it didn't even look like a donut.
I went up to Canada.
Yep.
Blueberry.
Ooh. Blueberry fritter?
Donut.
Ooh, blueberry fritter donut.
Oh, yeah. They had it at Tim Hortons.
Timmy Ho's.
That thing was delicious.
That looks delicious.
And you know, as a kid, you're just looking at the big donut. I want no plain donut. I want one of the big ones.
This one's as big as this lady's head.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wow. All right, well, that was your day today. When we come back for the first time in 2026, we will attempt to tickle.
Dave Show.
You're
tickling my fancy.
Yeah, I want to tickle your fancy first, and then afterwards, by the way, I found out the person who called was engineering because I had texted Toby. I was like, "Yo, did you call?" He said, "No."
What happened? What do we do?
I don't know. You know what it is? They're live from the Winter Classic. That's what it was, and they wanted me to check.
Oh, and they called to check.
Yeah, they wanted me to check. But I feel bad. I texted Tobin. I bothered him on his day off. And now I'm trying to convince him to come on for Guess That Animal. So.
I've been trying to call you, Marcos.
What am I supposed to do, man? But anyway.
We should have an intercompany hotline.
Yeah, we should. But I probably have to do that too. So don't mention it to anybody, please. When we come back, we'll tickle Leroy's fancy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah! Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy. And in true Leroy form, he's not here for his segment, which normally wouldn't be an issue, except there's literally no one else here. So, gonna wait for Leroy to return here, but just wanted to remind you guys that you are listening to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin will be back next week. You will get the full slate of Silly Sauce. J Fig will be back. Brittany will be back. Vlad will be back. Everybody will be back. It will be no more Frog Boy. And go back to the chat and keep questioning as to why you don't hear my voice anymore. And speculations. I need more rumors. I need more rumors around my name as to why I'm not here. Just keep my name out of the Diddy Party files, please. In addition to that, I want to let you guys know that Hockman and Crowder, which is after our show, which won't be having Hockman and Crowder. Instead, we'll be having Solana and Appel live from the Winter Classic at Marlins Park. So stay tuned for that, for all the sights and sounds. In the meantime, let us tickle Leroy's fancy. We had our college football yesterday, so no more college football, Leroy.
All right.
But we do have, like I just mentioned,
a lot of action.
Winter Classic. Let's start with that one today. Marlins Park, 8 p.m. New York Rangers are in town visiting. Leroy, does the Winter Classic tickle your fancy?
Yes. It tickled my fancy when they did it at the Big House. They did it at Wrigley Field. They did it a number of different places up north. It's really going to tickle my fancy to have it down here at home. And, I mean, it's Florida cool. It's not cold, but if you'd had this thing a couple of days ago, you could have opened the doors.
Yeah, for sure. There would have been Ugg boots galore. But it's just cold enough to put us in conversation of the warmest Winter Classic in league history. But nonetheless, it may also be the coolest because after the game, if anyone sticks around, you can go to the beach. So, like, where else can you do that, you know?
Right.
It's amazing. It truly is. But let's move on to other more pressing things, Leroy, such as Anaconda. In theaters, released on Christmas Day, but maybe you've been busy, haven't had a chance. Anaconda, Leroy, does that movie tickle your fancy?
No.
What?
Fancy.
Didn't tickle my fancy when Ice Cube was in it.
I know, but Jack Black, Paul Rudd, not a fan.
Oh, it's still about a big ass snake.
Yeah, it's funny though now, as it should be. All right, last movie suggestion here. Avatar, Fire and Ash. Finally got an opportunity to see it, huh?
If that thing was in Florida.
Fire and Ass. Avatar. Well, Club 11. Avatar's just streaming Avatar now.
I'm going to see. No.
All right.
It's one of those movies. Tickle. First of all, let me tell you something about Avatar. All of them.
Let me know.
I've watched them all, and all of them are very long.
Yeah, they are.
So that's the one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just not. I don't have the attention span to be at a 3-hour movie.
Okay, no, that's fair. I don't plan on watching it either for that same reason.
I watch it when it goes to Netflix or wherever it goes.
For sure. It's got to be free.
And just right.
All right, let's get to this NFL slate of action. Week 18 begins tomorrow. Saturday slate of games begins with the Panthers and Buccaneers for the NFC South.
Kinda.
Yes, that's true. Because if the Falcons
beat the Saints, which is not that big of a reach, then it doesn't matter if Tampa wins; they're not in. So let's be clear.
Correct.
So they're going to sell it as for the division, but that's only if the Saints beat Atlanta, which is a toss-up because both of those teams have struggled.
Very true. But does this game tickle your fancy, Lee?
Yeah. I like winner-take-all games, even though tickled. It's not.
All right. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Seahawks, 49ers, an NFC West matchup.
I don't know who I'm more shocked by.
Yeah.
I
had no idea.
You're more shocked by San Francisco and all the injuries still being able to put up wins, or you're more shocked by Seattle, who nobody thought once they traded DK Metcalf and once they did all these things that they were going to compete the way they are.
Yeah, I'm actually more surprised by the Seahawks because I literally had no idea they had such a good record. And I can only
and
name.
And maybe the Vikings shouldn't have got rid of Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They are hurting at the quarterback position.
Right.
My
fans tickled about that. That is a winner take.
My fancy is tickled.
And the bye week.
You said, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this has implications for the – yep. This has implications for the playoffs. Let's get to a couple games here.
Cap for life, that's not true. Also, another one-year turnaround team, that's not true.
No,
They've had that defense for a minute.
Yeah, they were decent with Geno.
And they were in the playoffs. Were they in the playoffs last year?
I think they were. I think they were as well.
So it's not a one-year turnaround.
Yeah. Bucko. No, they missed the playoffs, but they were 10-7. They should have made it.
So 10-7. There you go. So no, it's not a 1 year turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, 1 year turnaround would be kind of what, let me see. Who can I think of?
Panthers.
The Panthers, although their record is barely around.
Man, that NFC West is so hard. Jesus.
A 1 year turnaround. Who are we talking about 1 year turnaround?
The Dolphins, but they turned around the wrong way. What about the Patriots?
The Patriots. That's a 1 year turnaround. They were horrible last year.
Yeah. All right, continue with the slate of games. Now moving on to Sunday very quickly. Browns, Bengals, 1 p.m. Leroy?
I mean, I'm required by
my fancy is tickled.
Yeah, that's fair.
Take a looky-loo.
What about Packers, Vikings, 1 p.m.? Trayvon Diggs, now a Packer.
They picked him up, huh?
They did.
Off waivers?
They did. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shocked me, too. I was like, ah, they're just picking all the best Cowboys defenders, aren't they?
I'm still shocked that the Cowboys just cut bait on them like that.
Yeah, me too. Must be something behind the scenes.
It must be something, right? Kind of that old, that Terry, scary Terry situation.
Yeah. There's something they know for sure. You know, the Cowboys.
They are banged up, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that tickles my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Saints Falcons, we talked about the significance of this game. That's also at 1 p.m.
Can we give a little side eye to that?
Yeah, I'll give a little
two
side
teams
eye.
That are going nowhere that mean so much to the outcome of a division is hilarious in itself.
Yes. We'll give a little side eye to them. I'll try to look at other important games potentially that have implications on playoffs. Well, I already know Dolphins Patriots. We'll be watching that one as well. It's at 4:25. No implications for any playoffs, but maybe we can get to 8-9.
My fancy is tickled.
Or is it
fancy not tickled?
It could be both, right?
Yes, it literally.
I don't want to, but I have to.
Yeah, for sure. Any of these other games seem to be. What about the Chargers and Broncos? 4:25. That one interest you at all?
Yeah, is that has no? I don't know if that has. I think the Broncos need to win to get the one seed, or
yeah.
They need to win to at least have a chance. Because aren't they tied with New England?
Yes, both teams 13-3. Dolphins at the Patriots in the fourth.
Dolphins could ruin it.
Dolphins could ruin it. Hey, listen, that's the only thing we have to live for at this point in our
season. Herbert's not playing either.
Herbert is not playing. Okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
Right. I mean, that's what Jay said.
Broncos.
Yeah. Jay, are you
Jay, what do you know, Jay?
Yeah, Jay.
The hell do you know?
Jacksonville can also get the number one seed.
Jacksonville's third?
Which is funny. Well, Jacksonville got to be in the turning around in 1 year thing too, right?
And listen, it's not Travis Hunter either. This guy's been on IR the whole season.
Which is crazy. How often do you get a number two draft pick and you've been terrible? The number two draft pick doesn't play and you still
ball out.
And you still have a chance to have a number one seed.
Impressive.
You know who's responsible for that?
Tobin.
Duval.
Hey, listen. Since then, he's been doing what he needs to do.
Yeah.
All right, and the final game on the slate here is a Sunday night matchup.
Oh, this. Let me tell you. I know what game you haven't talked about.
Which one?
For the AFC North Division.
Ravens.
The Ravens versus the Steelers. Somebody said, I saw on TV today, they said, whoever loses, is that coach out? I'm like, you know what? If you fire a coach
for losing
division, Harbaugh or Tomlin,
yeah,
I wish nothing but bad things for you. If you both agree to part ways, that's a different story.
For sure.
But if you come out and fire one of those guys, you don't deserve good things. Plus, I mean, I'm rooting for the Ravens.
Oh, yeah. I know you're rooting for the Ravens. Yeah.
This house, man.
I know you're rooting for the Ravens, dude.
I think I'm going to have to call up to Cleveland to see if I can get an exception. Because you're supposed to hate the Ravens.
Yeah.
Right? But they play in Pittsburgh. You hate Pittsburgh longer.
Come on.
So can I, you know, how can I go about this?
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. You gotta ask for forgiveness or something like that. Your next Cleveland hit, ask him if it's okay. But when we come back, we will continue the silly sauce. We're going to give you your headlines, talk a little bit more Winter Classic. I'm going to make sure that anyone who is listening today is up to date with all information Winter Classic. I'm going to give you all the facts that you need. And we're also going to play some games, baby. What would be a Frog Boy Friday without a couple games? So stick around to the Tobin Leroy Show. Maybe we even have the show pony clop on in here. Clippity-clop it all in here. But you can only find that out if you stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.